Blog Talk Radio.
I know we got fans listening to this. It's the night, but this is the day for sure. And thank you for tuning in to Locker Talk on the Bachelor Pad, really on the Bachelor News Radio Network, where you hear about NFL stars of tomorrow today. I'm your proud host, Barry Barnes, founder and CEO of Locker-Report.com. And join us this week is we welcome NFL football. It is back, thank goodness. It feels like Christmas morning. I'm really excited. And if you guys are excited just as I am, you can also shoot me a message directly to any one of my social handles, which is on Twitter at Locker_Report, or 2B Sports, on Instagram, LockReport100, Facebook, LockReport.com, where you just simply shoot me a message via email at BarryBarnes@Locker-Report.com. Man, I tell you, kicked off a great game last night with the Green Bay Packers and the Chicago Bears as they kicked off the 100th season of the NFL. Wow, can't believe it, 100 years. As they met for the 199th time in their rivalry, which is the longest rivalry in the NFL. And when they meet again later on this season, they will meet for the 200th time. So it's going to be really great to see how those two teams will pan out in that next matchup. Started off really good. The game last night, and I'll touch on that just a little bit. But for today's show, we're going to focus on the season. And I know I will talk a little bit about the stuff that's going on in the league, but I will emphasize the guys from the NFL Regional Combine. Some great news, you know, with the players that's in the league, as I'll break down, you know, how many players are in the league And also, I'm going to give you guys some facts. Now, one of the things I'm going to do each week throughout the course of the NFL season, which you can count on, is that I will talk about what to look for as far as stats-wise going into that week. You know, what some of the things to monitor, you know, from team achievements or and also what individual achievements are. So that's something I want to talk about all season long to start the week off, just to give y'all NFL nerds out there like myself a little edge in the conversation when you're talking to your friends and your boys, and also just to hear what the guys talk about on television. I'll give you some good juicy nuggets leading up to each week. There's something to watch out for, to monitor as you watch football of your leisure, or there's something you just want to know as far as gain knowledge of the game itself. So that's something I want to focus on this for the rest of the season entirety. So make sure you guys tune in for that. But I will start off talking about that in particular, talking about some of the things to watch out for during the course of this season before I get into the basis of this show with Locker Talk, talking about players that you don't know about right now, but you eventually will. The NFL starts tomorrow, today. Now, what to look for now, for starters-wise, out of the 53 Super Bowl winners, they have been on kickoff weekend a record of 43-9-1. The Super Bowl, reigning Super Bowl champions, New England Patriots, go against the Pittsburgh Steelers a Sunday night, and they won 9 out of the last 10 home openers on kickoff weekend, which is the most in the NFL over that span. Now, since 1978, when the NFL went to a 16-game schedule, excluding the year when they have had a half a season in 1982, the teams had victories of opening of season openings had won twice as much. Well, most likely will reach the playoffs than the losers of the opening game. So most of the teams that will win their opener, their chances of getting to the postseason is double more than the team that loses their opening game. Now, of the 602 teams that had a season opener, that's totaling all the teams in the league that had opening games. So out of 602 teams, 311 of those teams went to the playoffs. And out of that 311, 189 teams won the division. Now, out of the 601 teams that lost their opener, they went to the playoff 147. And out of that 147, 85 of those teams managed to win their division. So, just saying, if your favorite team lose the opening week, it's nothing to panic about. You know, they still have a shot. It's just that if your team win, their chances double the opportunity of going to the postseason. So that's something, you know, a little interesting nugget there to watch out for. And last season, 2018, 3 out of the 4 participants in the conference championship games, talking about the Kansas City Chiefs, the Los Angeles Rams, and the New England Patriots, they were victorious in their opening weekend. So that's a little nugget about dating back to last year, how those teams that made it to the conference title games last season, how they were able to go on and be successful getting to the postseason. Now, as far as some milestones going into week. Now, we know about last night's game with the Packers and the Bears, you know, how they had opened up the season. And the Packers, for 56 kickoff weekends, they had won the most games, and the Chicago Bears follow right behind them in second. The Green Bay Packers won 56 games, won 56 openings. The Chicago Bears won 54 openings. So now we just changed that, and now we know after the outcome of the Packers game last night, they won 56. They won 57 openings. So we know we're going to change that stat around. Now the Denver Broncos, when they take on the Oakland Raiders, the Denver Broncos, for opening week, for kickoff week, they won their last 7 games to start the season. So that is the active longest winning streak in the NFL with them opening up with winning their last 7 years in that opening game. So it's a good chance they could make it 8 going up against the Raiders. So that'll be something, you know, to look towards from there. But when you look at the Kansas City Chiefs, who won their last 4 kickoff games to start their season, they had the second highest. And they go against a Jacksonville Jaguars team that's pretty much up and down. I think that streak will continue with the Chiefs as they will embark on their 5th kickoff weekend game in a row that they will accomplish. Now, the Dallas Cowboys and New York Giants, they will face each other for kickoff weekend for the 4th time in the past 5 years. With a winning percentage of .655, a record of 38-20-1, the Cowboys own the best kickoff weekend winning percentage in the NFC. So they own that part there. So it's going to be really interesting seeing how the Cowboys will continue that. Knowing they signed Zeke Elliott over this week, you know, pretty much said the running back NFL history that had the biggest signing bonus, you know, so congratulations to him. They finally got that worked out. I know Dallas Cowboys are happy knowing that they can start their run, so to speak. Now, for certain players to watch out for this weekend, you have Drew Brees, future Hall of Famer, who leads all players with 37 touchdown passes in 17 career kickoff games. New Orleans Saints will host the Houston Texans. Now, Peyton Manning right now currently have the most with 34 touchdowns to start the season on the season opener in NFL history. If Tom Brady is to throw another touchdown pass, which he will against the Steelers, he will become the 2nd all-time in touchdown passes thrown to kick off in the opening game of the season. So that's a stat to watch out for. Phillip Rivers, who passed for 424 yards in week 1 of last year. Him and Peyton Manning, the only players with multiple 400-yard passing games on a kickoff weekend. So let's see if this continues to trend for Phillip Rivers to throw over 400 yards to kick off the playing season. So that's something to be mindful, all you Los Angeles Chargers fans. And last but not least, DeSean Jackson returned back to Philadelphia, and he had 147 receiving yards on kickoff weekend last year when he was in Tampa Bay. He had 5 career games with at least 100 receiving yards in week 1, tied for the 2nd most of all time. He is followed behind Hall of Fame wide receiver Michael Irvin, who has 6 games to start the season off on a kickoff opener with 6 games where he had over 100 yards receiving. Let's see if DeSean Jackson can catch Michael Irvin. You're listening to Locker Talk on the Bachelor News Radio Network, where you hear about NFL stars of tomorrow today. So when we break down what to look out for, it's going to be really interesting. You know, we have some rookies. We're going to see how Kyle Murray will really do in a real game situation. With some new faces, we're going to get a chance to see Joe Flacco for the first time out of a Baltimore Raven jersey to see what he's going to do in Denver. I think it's going to be really interesting seeing how he's going to really play with some talented pass catchers on that squad. That's going to be something there to see. And also, you know, people want to see how Lamar Jackson's going to do for the Baltimore Ravens, you know, see if he was able to throw the ball a little better during the off season. And I know in shorts and during the off season, players look good. Everyone looked cute during that time, but let's see how Lamar Jackson would do after the first 15 to 20 scripted plays or whatever scripted plays, how many Ravens may start out with. Let's see what he does with that, and then when it's time for him to make a decision after the script plays, you know, go out the door, let's see how he will handle that and then see how he will carry that on into the middle part of the season and therefore. So that is something to watch out for. I'm really excited to seeing what he's going to do, you know, for the Baltimore Ravens this year as they go down to Miami and play a Miami team that they are not going to be familiar with because they pretty much changed their roster. So the Ravens definitely although on paper it looks like it's going to be an easy game, but it's going to be really challenging because they really don't know how to game plan for those guys. They just have to go out there and do what they do best, ball control and play good defense. You're listening to Lock and Talk on the Bachelor News Radio Network. We hear about NFL starts tomorrow, today. We're going to take a quick pause, and when we come back, I'm going to give my little forecast for the NFL season, but then I'm going to jump right into my bread and butter, the guys from the NFL Regional Combine. Make sure you stay tuned.
Hey, this is L.A. Bachelor reminding you, if you're looking for real discussion on sports, politics, religion, and other topics, you need to join us on Mondays at 6 p.m. Eastern at WCOMFM.org, on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. at blogtalkradio.com/LA-Bachelor, and on Thursdays at the same web address. Follow us on Facebook at Pad Nation, on Twitter, Pad Nation, the number 2, at Twitter, LinkedIn, and you can email us with your requests, your comments, your concerns, anything you want at our email address at LABachelor40@gmail.com. Follow us on Facebook and Pad Nation, Instagram, and of course, if you miss any part of our broadcast, make sure you go to thebachelorpadnetwork.com and listen and enjoy the Bachelor Pad.
All right, welcome back. You listen to Lock and Talk on the Bachelor News Radio Network, where you hear about NFL stars of tomorrow, today. I'm your host, Barry Barnes, founder and CEO of Lock-A-Report.com. And go to this site, go to my site, please. You know, you will definitely see NFL news unlike nothing on the face of this planet, guaranteed, breaking down all kinds of stuff with the NFL that you guys are not familiar with. But if you want to get smarter about the game and you want to find out what's going on with some players that you never heard of, so that you guys can be a little sharper when you go and talk to your buddies, when you watch that game and you can see certain players and you can say, hey, I heard of Jotavis Brown. Y'all haven't? Watch out for this guy. This guy has been leading the Los Angeles Chargers in tackles, that middle linebacker, ever since he got into the league. So have great names and guys like that. So make sure you guys tune in. Go to locker-sport.com to find out about those type of players. And you can always shoot a message directly to me, any one of my social handles, Twitter, locker_report, or 2B Sports. Start with the number 2. Instagram, lockreport100. All small caps. Facebook, lockreport.com. Or just shoot me a message directly by via email at barrybarnes@locker-report.com. All right, now, here we go. Jumping into some league stuff. Last night, we saw how the Packers played the Bears, and you saw how the Packers were able to just come up with one drive. And this game is going to be pretty much a testament to the Chicago Bears. The defense, they have a Super Bowl caliber defense, but what the Packers showed last night was it should not be so much of a surprise that Mitchell Trubisky cannot make a play. They were just one play away, and with the Packers defense, with their defensive coordinator, Mike Patton, when they said, listen, Aaron Rodgers did your part. Now we're going to force this young man to beat us. And he was not able to make a play. This is something to watch out for during the course of the season. Can Mitchell make those plays against the good defenses? Because that's going to determine and see how serious the Chicago Bears are as contenders. So we know that the Packers are going to make a good run for it, so we're not surprised there. The NFC is kind of deep. You have your Rams. You have your Eagles. What else? Whoever you have, you have your Minnesota Vikings. You have those guys. You also have the Saints. You know, they are deep with certain teams there that can legitimately be a Super Bowl contender. Dallas Cowboys. I'll throw that name inside their hat. But in the NFC, I really think that the Saints are going to pick up where they left off of, and I think this year they will make it to the big game. Over in the AFC, I know there's a lot of hype around the Browns. And this year is going to be a show-me year, even down to Patrick Mahomes. Every good – you always have many players that come out and show out and do well one year. And then after that, they go in the toilet or they struggle. So, for me, I like Patrick Mahomes, and I want to see him succeed in this league. I want him to be a Hall of Famer. But let's see how he will make the adjustments, because the team is going to make their adjustments to him. They're going to play on Tua's left, make him go left. Let's see how he's able to bounce back for that, because teams are going to play him that way. And let's see how he's going to bounce back this year. I don't think he's going to duplicate what he did last year, 50 touchdowns, close to 5,000 yards. But I still expect him to still be solid this year and make a good run deep into the playoffs. When you look at this, with the Browns, Cleveland Browns, Baker Mayfield, and all those guys, Odell, blah, blah, blah. We'll see. If they played in another division, I would say, okay, let's watch out, see how those guys are going to play. But they play in the AFC, AFC North, where it's a very physical division. I really believe those guys will get broken up this year. I don't see Odell Beckham playing the whole season. I think Baker Mayfield is really going to be exposed a lot more. I think you're going to have more chemistry before this team can actually become a legitimate postseason team. So that's my take on that. But in the AFC, it's not as deep as the NFC with a lot of contenders. And I mentioned the Chiefs. They're definitely one of those teams there. The Pittsburgh Steelers, they're definitely one of those teams there. And for me, it was the Indianapolis Colts, but until Andrew Luck retired, I had to take them off my board. And then you just throw in the New England Patriots, who I believe will get back to the Super Bowl again. Until they get knocked off, I'm always, pick that team. And I know that I just want to apologize and just say goodbye to everyone on the Bassett News Radio Network and say, hey, it's been real. I love being on this network. But after the fact, when the Patriots go and beat the Steelers Sunday, LA probably cut me off. But I just want to say thank you in advance, so let me come on. Okay, so that's my breakdown of the NFL season. I got the Saints representing the NFC, and I have the Patriots representing the AFC with Tom Brady getting the seventh ring. Okay, moving on from there. The NFL Regional Combine platform has 55 players that are currently in the NFL right now. And when we go for the breakdown, out of those players, 35 of those players are on active rosters, and 9 of those players are on a practice squad. 5 of those players started the season off on injury reserve. And then when you look at the NFL International Players Pathway Program, the system that the league came up with about 2 years ago, where they would pull players from the UK, foreign-born players, to put them through this program, where they were either former rugby players or they ran track, whatever they did to try to convert them over to become NFL football players. And in order for those players to understand the game and understand the NFL culture, they had to set up a way for the players to be on a select division where one of those teams for any pilot division for that year, instead of them having 10 players on the practice squad, they were allotted one player. So you had divisions. The first division 2 years ago was the NFC South. So instead of those guys having 10 practice squad players, they had 11. And their whole thing was to understand the game, to learn the game, and respect the culture of the game. And then the following year, then they would had an opportunity to try to earn a spot. Last year was the NFC North, where they had 4 players. So some players, they had to try to earn the spot this year. And this year, entering 2019 season, the AFC East is the pilot division, as they each of those teams have 1 foreign-born player from that program. And coming into this year, there were 6 players from that program that actually earned spots on NFL teams. And 2 of those guys are actually on active rosters, and that is Ife Obata, who's with the Carolina Panthers defensive end, and Jordan Malatale, who's offensive lineman for the Philadelphia Eagles, who are a legit team from top to bottom. But the only thing that will keep the Eagles from getting to the Super Bowl is Carson Wentz. And can he stay healthy? I would not put my house on. So that'll be something there to watch out for. Also, within the 55 players, there are 6 rookies that came through the NFL Regional Combine Trials this year. Kyle Phillips, who's a defensive end with the New York Jets. Chris Johnson for the Houston Texans. Tim Ward with the Kansas City Chiefs. Cole McCombs for the Washington Redskins, and defensive backs Nick Needleham, who's with the Miami Dolphins, and Mezai Wilkins for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And out of those 6 players, only 2 of those guys are on active roster spots, and that's Kyle Phillips for the New York Jets and McCombs, who actually was drafted in the fifth round from the Washington Redskins. So he'll get the start this year. Now, with those players all set up, now this number does not count with the 55 from the guys from the NFL Regional Combine. You're listening to Lock and Talk on the Bachelor Pad Radio Network, where you hear about NFL stars of tomorrow today. The out list that I gathered last season coming into this year for the players that I looked at from the Division II level that were not invited to any workouts, but I looked at them towards being solid NFL players. Out of the 93 players that were selected on my list, 17 of those guys actually were invited to an NFL camp. 10 of those guys played throughout the preseason. But to make the active roster this year, to get to the league this year, 7 of those players are in the NFL. One of the ones I'm really excited about is known as Easton Stick. And Mr. Pinkin, Trey Pinkin, who was drafted by the Los Angeles Chargers, and Easton Stick, they're the only two that made the active roster. Now we have Cordell Daniels for the Buccaneers, who actually starting the season on IR. Then you got for the Washington Redskins, Craig Reynolds, a speedy running back. They can pretty much do everything that's there. So it's really exciting to see over time. And if the Washington Redskins continues to repeat their injuries with their running backs, I'm quite sure that the young man, Mr. Reynolds, will get some playing time this season. And then we have Aston Dillingly, a highly talented wide receiver from Malone. He made the practice squad for the Indianapolis Colts. Would not be surprised if they found some way for that young man to be on the field. And then you have Alapata, who's an offensive lineman for the Philadelphia Eagles. And this NFL Eagles team is very, very deep, especially in the offensive line. And he's another big body that can pull off the practice squad to fill everything up. Now, I'll reiterate, the Philadelphia Eagles have a Super Bowl caliber team, but it all comes down to Carson Wentz. Can he stay healthy? Because I really don't see it. Now, they have a good backup that's backing up the team right now. That if something were to happen to him, but he holds the key for those guys in getting to the postseason, making a deep run. But I really believe that the Saints with Drew Brees, those guys have unfinished business. I think this team want to make sure that Drew Brees get back to another Super Bowl and have the opportunity to win another Super Bowl. I definitely would like to see it. So he's one of those guys that you pull for year in and year out. Last night's game, regional combine standout Roy Robinson Harris, he had the first sack of the NFL season as he bull rushed offensive lineman to get to Aaron Rodgers and slammed Aaron Rodgers down with his basically with one hand to the ground. And then he got to Aaron Rodgers again in the second quarter. After that, that's when it became more of a defensive game, and the Packers wound up doing what they're supposed to do and kept the Bears in check and tried to force Mitch Trubisky to beat them, and he could not do it. So that's the way how things will line up. Now, going into this week in regards to the NFL Regional Combine, the Chiefs have a new center, and his name is Austin Ridder. Came through the NFL Regional Combine platform in 2015, where he was drafted by the Washington Redskins. After bouncing around the league for several teams, he found himself starting for 4 games for the Chiefs last season. And now you have Austin Ridder, an NFL Regional Combine standout, that's going to work with Patrick Mahomes. And you know the center has to be just as smart and as sharp as the quarterback to help lead that offense. So it's going to be really interesting seeing someone from the RC in the center of a team that's a legitimate Super Bowl contender working with Patrick Mahomes. So I'm really excited about that. Adam Thielen, All-Pro wide receiver, Minnesota Vikings. He's going to pick up where he picked up. He's going to pick up from where he left off last season with the Vikings. Hopefully this time this guy can get to the postseason and make a run. And he talked about his chemistry with Kirk Cousins this off season, so they're looking forward to being on the same page for this year. I believe that more defensive players are going to be more physical towards Adam Thielen, but I think that he's ready for the challenge. Michael Thomas, wide receiver for the Los Angeles Rams, for the past couple of years, he came through the NFL Regional Combine in 2015, but ever since he came to the league, he got suspended once for illegal substance, and he's been injured. This year, he's healthy, he's clean, he made a name for himself during the postseason and was able to make the roster and be active. I'm looking forward to seeing what he's going to do against the Carolina Panthers and the young man, Dontavius Brown, who's a middle linebacker for the candidate for the Los Angeles Chargers. Let's see him lead this defense to the promised land. And that is one of those teams in the AFC, but I don't see them getting past the Patriots. And speaking of which, I hope you guys enjoy the rest of week one. Thank you for tuning in to Locker Talk on the Bachelor News Radio Network, where you hear about NFL starts tomorrow today. And you guys always can reach me directly any one of my social handles, Twitter, Locker_Report, or 2B Sports, Facebook, LockReport.com, or Instagram, LockReport100, all small caps. Everyone stay blessed, be safe, and hope everyone enjoy week one of the league. Bye.